This is Matt Cooper on The Last Word.
It's been described as a Michael Moore-style documentary. Occupation 101 gets its European premiere tonight in Dublin at Liberty Hall Theatre, run by the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign. The makers of the documentary, Abdallah and Sufyan Omesh, are with us. They're both Americans of Arab extraction. Abdallah, if I can start with you, can you tell us, first of all, please, what this documentary is all about?
Occupation 101 is a film about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. What we wanted to do is give a basic understanding to the Western audience on what's going on. And we go back from the starting of before even pre-4, 1948, of the creation of the State of Israel. And we basically give you an understanding of what's been happening over the years in the occupied territories with this film.
Is there any shortage, Sufyan, of information and knowledge as to what has been going on?
Well, what we specifically wanted to do is stay away from Israeli politicians or Palestinian politicians in interviewing the people. What we did is we focused on non-governmental organizations, humanitarian workers, professors, leading activists, peace activists. And for the most part, the majority of the people in our film are actually American Jews and Israelis who have crossed into the occupied territories and seen the living conditions that Palestinians are facing under this military occupation and are speaking on behalf of human rights. And in a sense are saying that the continued settlement expansion in the West Bank is actually leading to the hostilities, and that it's not fair that for 200,000 settlers in the West Bank and another 200,000 in East Jerusalem, that the rest of the millions of Israelis have to endure this type of backlash. And so they're speaking out against the occupation because they see that it's actually leading to the violence.
And what sort of things are you able to bring to screen that you hope will shock viewers?
Well, I don't think we're after necessarily shocking viewers, but I think a lot of the information to Americans when they see it is surprising and a little bit shocking because they have never seen it in mainstream media. And the
can you give us examples of what type of things you have in the documentary?
Some of the policies of, say, home demolitions, some of the same policies that the Irish have faced under the penal codes, under the British occupation, which drag people out of their homes, their livelihood, their mother, father, children, where they're, you know, raising their families, and they're told, no, because you are Palestinian, you are not allowed to build a home here. And if you do build one, bulldozers show up and demolish your home. And there was one story specifically of activist Rachel Corey from the United States. She's an American activist from Olympia, Washington, who joined the International Solidarity Movement, who basically goes, they're internationals, and they do nonviolent direct action. And one of the nonviolent direct actions that she participated in was to try to obstruct the demolition of a doctor's home in Gaza, in Rafah. And basically, she lost her life doing so. She was crushed to death by the Israeli bulldozer, where the investigation was never done into the wrongful death. Even the U.S. Congress has refused her parents' request into an independent investigation. And I think some of these things, some of these realities when they come out, that not only is the occupation hurting Palestinians, but it's hurting anybody else who wants to stand up for their rights. You know, I think from a Western audience, they'll see these things.
Abdallah, traditionally America is very sympathetic towards Israel politically and also supplies enormous amounts of money to keep the state going. So where did your own personal interest in this particular topic come from?
Well, because as much as us Americans are supporting Israel, we know very little about it. So we felt compelled because of what we've seen here in America is the fact that so many Americans were very involved in giving so much money, but yet we knew very little about it. So we felt that we need to show this because ultimately, as Americans, we're supporting an illegal occupation. And this, in turn, is affecting us for our peace of mind and having peace and stability in the region.
But what do you think of the right of Israel itself to exist? Because many Palestinians and many Arabs would say that it shouldn't even be there in the first place, let alone the occupied territories which have been taken over more recently.
Well, I think you have to look at the history. How was the State of Israel created? In what way? It was not created in a peaceful way, and it left many people displaced. I mean, the people that were displaced at during that time, that were almost 750,000, 750,000 Palestinians, now are almost 3 to 4 million that have been displaced. So we have to address the major issues. And I mean, the Israelis have the right to be in the region. However, under the Zionist ideology, the way it is now, it's very racist towards the Palestinians. A lot of times the Israelis argue that it's the only democracy in the Middle East. It's true, it is a democracy, but for Jews only. You know, Palestinians, they pay taxes to the Israelis, but have no representation whatsoever. And this is the same type of problems that the United States faced a long time ago with no taxation without representation, you know.
Under British rule. Yeah. I want to bring in the Israeli ambassador to Ireland, Zion Evroni. Good evening to you, Ambassador.
Good evening, Matt. Great to be on your show.
Would you like to see this movie, or do you know much about this documentary that will be showing tonight?
From the promotional material I've seen about the film and the comments by the two directors, it appears that the show is a one-sided and biased version of the conflict.
Well, what have they left out?
One-sided version of history. The heart of the conflict in the Middle East has never been the occupation, but rather the refusal of Israel's neighbors, Israel's enemies. And we saw it in the answer of Sufyan or Abdullah when you asked him about Israel's right to exist. You could see his hesitation. So this is really the problem: the refusal of Israel's enemies to recognize Israel's right to exist and to live in peace and security. There was Arab terrorism long before there were occupied territories. The film ignores basic facts of the conflict.
I'm not sure it ignores any basic facts.
I think it is pointless to discuss the history of the conflict. I would rather use the 2 minutes that I have to focus on the future, the present and the future, that are much more important. Israel is engaged now in negotiations with the Palestinians to end the conflict, to end the occupation. The basic elements of the settlement that will end the suffering of both Israelis and Palestinians, the suffering of Israelis, which is totally ignored in this one-sided film.
Well, have you seen
one
the movie
side
yet?
Is totally right, and one side is totally wrong.
Mr.
There's
Ambassador.
Only one side who has suffered, and one side is absolutely right. So the vision, the solution is clear, and it is accepted universally by Israelis, by moderate Palestinians, the international community. It is the establishment, the existence of two states living side by side in peace.
Okay, I want to go back to Abdullah, because Abdullah, I think the ambassador thinks you may be an enemy of Israel. Do you believe in the right of Israel to exist, but maybe within more confined boundaries, and returning the West Bank, Gaza,
can
to
it,
Palestinian
can exist
control?
Under justice, not injustice? I mean, the way Israel exists right now, he's saying that we can't look at the history, we have to look to the future. That's in complete denial of the wrongdoing that has happened. And if you have a problem, before you can solve it, you have to look at the root cause. And unfortunately, Mr. Ambassador, I ask you, how come none of the peace processes have worked? Well, obviously, the real issues that need to be addressed have not been addressed. And not until you go back to in history to understand where all the problems came about, you can solve a problem.
Well, in 1947, the United Nations decided on the establishment of two states. The Jewish community accepted the UN partition resolution. The Palestinians rejected the partition resolution and decided to destroy the newborn state of Israel. In 2000, Prime Minister Barak offered to Arafat, together with President Clinton, an independent Palestinian state with Jerusalem and with huge concessions. And all this was rejected. So time and time again, Israel has proven its readiness to make huge concessions and withdraw from territory in exchange for peace, to take huge sacrifices for the sake of peace.
Mr. Ambassador,
we need a partner on the other side, and right now we have this partner, which is moderate Palestinians who accept Israel's right to exist, unlike one of the directors who hesitated and still did not clearly answer this question.
Well, I'm going to go back to his brother Sufyan now.
Mr. Ambassador, the history of Israel and Palestine didn't begin in 1948. What you're leaving out is the militias like the Irgun and the Haganah, who forcibly expelled people from their villages, specifically the village of Deir Yassin, where about 100 people were massacred to death. What about those innocent villagers who were forced off their land? 750,000 refugees were displaced. Now, when we look at conflicts all over the world, whether in Bosnia, whether anywhere else, whether even the Jewish people who suffered under the Nazis, we have a claim where if somebody loses their property, international law protects that right. How come Israel isn't protecting that right? And this is what the center of the conflict is that the existence and the creation of Israel created a refugee population of the past, which was 750,000, and today they number about 4 million because they've had children and their children have had children. And the impoverishment of these people and the continued denial of the human rights is the center of the conflict. And I want to extend an invitation for you tonight to attend the screening, and you get the best seats if you would like.
I really appreciate the invitation.
No, but what I'm saying, sir,
so more balanced.
But you haven't seen it yet, sir.
Compared to the atrocities committed by the Arab side, the Palestinian side, 1,100 Israelis who were killed just in the last few weeks by suicide bombers. And as we speak right now, Matt, as we speak, the city of Sderot is being bombarded by Qassam rockets from Gaza. And this is after Israel withdrew from Gaza completely.
But sir,
dismantled settlements. So imagine that Dublin was under constant rocket attacks daily.
That's not true.
This is exactly true. This is a fact.
I know we're not going to solve this debate on the program this evening. The movie is on Liberty Hall Theatre at 7:30 this evening. It's called Occupation 101. It's the European premiere, and it's been shown by the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign. The Israeli ambassador to Ireland, Zion Evrenry, thank you very much for joining us. Also, Sofayan and Abdallah Omesh, the directors of Occupation 10. Back after this.
Thank you.